want your boss to put some real action behind the rhetoric when they talk about making your workplace more inclusive? Find out how to hold their feet to the fire to demand diversity on the Diversity Dude Podcast with Reg Clark.
What's up, everybody? I am so ready to keep this conversation moving because it's a very special time of the year. Yes, I am in the backyard. I am getting ready to celebrate Memorial Day with all of you. The most important thing is that we just take a moment to pause and really think about what Memorial Day is. I mean, right now we're probably just thinking that Memorial Day is freedom from COVID, but it's so much more of that. I want to give a shout out to all of those who have served in the armed forces, whether it be any of the wars, whether it be Iraq, whether it be Vietnam, whether it be Afghanistan. There's so many different things that we have been involved in America to fight for people's freedom. So definitely want to give a shout out to everybody, especially my dad. I want to give a special shout out to my dad, a Vietnam vet in the late 60s. And if you've heard my podcast before, you've heard me tell a joke about how my dad said it was a hard choice whether to re-up in Vietnam or come back to racist Alabama, America. So that's tough when that's your choices, and it's a hard choice. But one thing I want to do is cover like Memorial Day, first of all. Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day. And Memorial Day was actually established in about 1867 or 1868. I may be off by a year. But it was established to kind of celebrate, the fallen past wars. And that's why it was called Decoration Day, because people would go out and they would lay flowers or they would decorate the graves or memorialize individuals that they loved. And I hope that's not a tradition that's far gone. I'm fortunate that I don't have to do that because my loved ones that I know who have served are still here. My dad is one of at least 19. I think it might be 21, but I know it's at least 19. And out of that, I have dozens and dozens of cousins. So I want to give a real shout out to all my family members who have served. We've served in every branch. Myself, being a National Guard and a reservist, aunts and uncles who've served in the Marines, tons of cousins who've done the Navy, Marines, and Air Force. So Memorial Day is a very important day for us. The crazy thing is sometimes when we think about it, like, you know, how African-Americans have been involved in Memorial Day or been involved in America's freedom. You know, you go all the way back to the very first war America ever had was the Revolutionary War. Who was the first person who died in the Revolutionary War? It happened to be Crispus Attucks, who happened to be an African-American man who was a slave, who still was standing up for the rights of America. Some people might call that brainwashing. Some people might call that realizing the promise of what America has. So we go from Crispus Attucks all the way to our current day, Lloyd J. Austin III, who is the current Secretary of Defense, which I think is very important as well. Is that to see that when I was in the service, they used to say there's no atheists in foxholes. And that's probably a longstanding philosophy. But there's also probably very few races in foxholes. So when the bullets are flying and you need your battle buddy or you need somebody to be there for you, you need somebody to stand up for you. I doubt if you care about what race or gender they are at the time, that they're coming to your defense or that they're coming to your aid. I wish that we could put that on a more global scale, that we can make that more, we can make that resonate even more, because we're fighting for the freedoms of what we believe is America. And for those people who have been traditionally disenfranchised, they've always still fought for what they thought was the promise and the hope for America. So even though that they felt disenfranchised. So when we see an event like January 6th, and again, guys, you know I don't get very political, but I stay with the facts. The fact is that there was an event. The fact is that there was an event on January 6th that happened when people stormed the Capitol. And so you just wonder to yourself, all right, these people are storming the Capitol. It's almost like a bad version of First 48 or one of those law shows where the individual is willing to murder the other individual. Like, if I can't have them, no one can. And we all are familiar with those stories. We've seen them 1,000 times where the controlling ex, whether it be female or male, decides that if they can't have, they can't handle rejection or they can't handle change. And so it's amazing to me that we have individuals that are basically like, if we can't have America the way that we want it, then we are willing to destroy it, which goes against everything that American militaries have fought for, everything that American militaries have tried to defend against, was this idea that a few people can make decisions for the masses. So when we look at the Voting Rights Act and all these different things that are going on that are truly meant to tilt decision making into the favor of one group of people, it goes against everything that we stand for, everything that we fight for, things that we go to other countries to defend against. And I know people are like, Reg, you're the diversity dude. Your role is supposed to be, you know, businesses and helping corporations. Stay in your lane, Reg. All right, great. Let me get in my lane then. Here, put my signal on. I'm going to get over in my lane. My thing is this. First of all, recognize who the veterans are. So when you get ready to do your hiring, your recruitment, be grateful to those who have fought for your freedoms, and then do your best to help those individuals get on their jobs, get back into the workforce, help them become part of society again. Because so many times we hear stories about veterans being alienated or they're coming back, or veteran suicide. I wish that a lot of you would put veteran suicide into the Googler and figure out how you can become a part of that. For Memorial Day, do a lot more than simply say thank you for your service. Do a lot more than that. Check in on veterans. How are you doing? Is there anything that I can do for you? Make sure that they get an invite to the cookout. You know, do the right thing by veterans, by incorporating. And my thing is, and I've said this a lot, is I'm all about inclusion, right? Inclusion is about those veterans, about those people who served and made sacrifice, about those families who had individuals in their lives that made the ultimate sacrifice. Are we checking on them? How are you today? Can I go with you to the cemetery to help you decorate? Is there something I can do that will ease this for you? Can I watch the kids so you could have a day to yourself? Is there something that I can do to assist you with dealing with this difficult day? Memorial Day for some families are the equivalent of a birthday or an anniversary for someone who has passed. It's a day where they have to reckon with loss and they have to deal with loss. So if you're in an organization, then your organization claims to have respect for this idea of inclusion, here's an opportunity. Here's a touch point, making sure that when you go out to recruit, you recruit from veteran organizations. I'm not going to mention one because I feel like I'll shortchange many other veteran organizations that go out there and help individuals and try to help individuals get back into the workforce, become a mainstream of society. A special shout out. If you listened to me a couple of podcasts ago, I just became a biker. I own a Harley now. And I want to give a real big shout out to all of those individuals who are bikers, because a lot of those guys are veterans. Big shout out to my guy, Jerry, who I bowl with, who's also a Harley rider, who is like my brother now. He's taking me under his wing and telling me the right things to do. And I'd also like to give back not only to him, but to the other bikers and to the other veterans. What can I do? And that's what we should be asking ourselves before we get all mixed up in the mixed drinks and the barbecue. We should be asking ourselves, what is it that we can do probably started my vacation a little early, my holiday a little early. But what is it that we can do to make life better for a veteran in our life, make life better for the individual who may have lost a loved one to a war? So real quickly, before I give a shout out, I just want to give a shout out again to my dad, Milton Clark, for your service in the Vietnam War. To my aunt Gwen, who I love to death, 20 years as a Marine and retired. To her husband, Tim, who is a naval mechanic, Air Force mechanic in the Navy. To my cousin Chris, my cousin Lonnie. I could go on and on and on for all the individuals in my family who have served. Cousin Renee, your hikes are amazing, what you've done. These are all individuals in my family that have served, and I'm so proud of them for serving. And let's just keep in mind that Memorial Day is so much more than just a holiday, especially if you are a person of color who have somehow felt disenfranchised. This is your opportunity to really embrace your contribution, your family's contribution to America and America's freedom. And I am going to pay the meter and park it right there.
Tune in each week as Reg Clark shows you how to demand and implement diversity and inclusion at your job. To hear more, check out his previous shows on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.